Track 4, controversial plans back on agenda. The next phase of a controversial Teignbridge Newtown project will be considered by planners next week. The proposals for Walborough on the outskirts of Newton Abbot were pulled from a Teignbridge Council meeting at the last minute in August. Now they're on the agenda again for the next planning committee meeting. They form part of a project for more than 1,200 new homes on fields south of Newton Abbot in the development known as NA3. Planners had been due to decide on the route of a road through the site last month, but the brakes were slammed on at the 11th hour after the council received documents from opponents of the scheme raising questions about its legality. Committee Chairman Colin Parker said council's officers and developers could not examine the new information at such short notice. Opponents claimed the development would cause harm to the fragile ecosystem of Walborough Fen, a site of special scientific interest. However, officers say stringent conditions attached to the building of the road would protect the area. The Walborough-Barton scheme, approved by a planning inspector in 2021, will see 1,210 new homes built on hilly countryside between Decoy and Ogwell. Developers say it will address the need for homes in the area, while objectors say it is overdevelopment which will destroy open countryside. The application is to be considered next week for just under half a mile of road through the centre of the site.
Devon MP eliminated from contest. Mel Stride has been knocked out of the Conservative leadership race. The MP for Central Devon, whose constituency covers Crediton, Okehampton and Ashburton, was voted out at the second MP's ballot on Tuesday, September the 10th. Robert Jenrick came first again, gathering 33 votes. Kemi Badenoch secured 28 votes, and James Cleverly and Tom Tugendhat 21 votes each. Mr. Stride came last with 16 votes and is therefore eliminated. The Shadow Work and Pension Secretary had only just survived the first MP's ballot. Out of the contest, but really enjoyed the journey, Mr. Stride said on X, formerly known as Twitter. Met so many wonderful people. Our party's values still run deep and strong. In time, we will prevail. Thank you to everyone who had a kind or positive word for me along the way. The four remaining candidates will get a chance to speak to wider party members at the Conservative Party conference from September the 29th to October the 2nd before they are whittled down to the final two by MPs in a third ballot on October the 9th or 10th. Party members will then vote in an online ballot for whom they think the new leader should be. The winner will be announced on Saturday, November the 2nd. Former Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, the current leader of the Conservative Party, will remain in post until then.
Teignbridge winning battle for clean air. Teignbridge is winning the fight for clean air. A report compiled by the council shows that while previous surveys showed a number of pollution hotspots across the area, latest data reveals just two. The council's executive committee endorsed a new air quality action plan, which stresses the importance of clean air to the health of the district's 132,800 residents. Nearly 20 years ago, four areas were identified as having high nitrogen dioxide levels: Iddesleigh Terrace, Dawlish, the A381 along Bitton Park Road in Tynmouth, the original A380 through King's Kerswell, and an area covering the centres of Newton Abbot and Kingstainton. Now, only Bitton Park Road and the Newton Abbot Kingstainton centres are hotspots. Council leader Richard Keeling said, "Air quality has improved in Newton Abbot greatly over the past 5 years." Councillor Williams added that we're going in the right direction. Planned measures to battle pollution include improvements to public transport, more facilities for cyclists and pedestrians, and a possible freight transport area outside Newton Abbot to keep heavy lorries out of the town, with smaller vehicles bringing in goods instead.
Complaints about noisy cars. Police in Ashburton and Chudley have reported incidents of noisy vehicles being driven around roads in the area. Officers say they have had a number of complaints about such vehicles. A spokesman said, although there are perfectly legal modifications allowed to vehicles, many of the modifications we see are at best antisocial, often illegal, and at worst dangerous. The neighbourhood policing team say they will be investigating the complaints. The spokesman said, over the next week, we will be focusing on small pieces of information around vehicle modifications. They hope to help car owners avoid having their vehicles stopped and seized or being issued with points or fines on your licence. Not all modifications to cars are legal or safe. Any modifications made must meet safety regulations under the Road Vehicles Regulations Act 1996, as well as pass an MOT at any time.
Jumblesale Trail. Abbots Kurzweil is hosting a jumblesale trail through the village at the end of the month. The Magpie Trail, which takes place from 10 a.m. to 12 noon on September the 29th, will see residents hosting jumblesale stalls from the comfort of their own doorstep. Visitors will be able to explore the village and find the stalls on a map. Some items will be offered for free while others will be priced, with stallholders deciding whether to keep the money or donate to a charity of their choice. Organised by members of Abbots Kurzweil's sustainability movement, Ab Wild, the Magpie Trail is aimed at encouraging people to reuse rather than buy new.
A vehicle was severely damaged after a fire broke out on Sunday morning. Firefighters were alerted to Star Cross at 8:20 a.m. to reports of a vehicle on fire. One crew from Middlemore attended the incident, where they found the vehicle was well alight. Two firefighters wore sets of breathing gear to tackle the blaze using the two hose reel jets and a thermal imaging camera. The cause is said to be accidental.